You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined once again by Jason Beck. Beck, the Tigers, Miguel Cabrera had a nice weekend yet again against the Cleveland Indians. He tends to do that. 15 for 23 on the season against the Indians with three home runs and nine RBI. I know he's off to a strong start in general, but what is it about that team? They tried to pitch him around him. He had his first four-walk game of his career and then had to come back in the strike zone a little bit, and he made him pay again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where he's, you know, Miguel's very good at studying pitchers, and while he doesn't necessarily keep a book on these guys, he keeps a mental record, and he's got a better memory than I think a lot of people realize. So he knows why these guys like the back of his hand. In fact, he was talking the other day about, you know, how he saw a different pitch from Carlos Carrasco than he remembered. And it was like, they really haven't, I mean, they've seen him a little bit, but they haven't seen a ton of him. And it was impressive that he's got that vivid of a memory of him. And he was talking about making the adjustments. And, you know, and this was the guy he ended up getting, you know, a couple hits off of. And then they bring in Atchison, and you think you've got him figured out. And then he goes and, you know, gets an opposite field home run. I think the way they try to approach him, trying to avoid, you know, giving him anything to pull, sometimes it plays into that ability to go the opposite field, and it just, no matter what they seem to do, it doesn't seem to work except for the throwing four balls and try to deal with Victor Martinez.
Another guy who had a nice weekend, Alfredo Simon. He now has a 1.65 ERA. He's won all four of his starts. I'm sure he's loving his new home park, especially after pitching that bandbox in Cincinnati, but we talked before about Shane Green. Let's talk about Alfredo Simon. And these guys are really holding up the rotation in a meaningful way, especially with, you know, Justin Verlander's situation ongoing. Has Simon exceeded expectations in your mind?
Yeah, I think he's exceeded him quite a bit. And when they got him, they were looking for somebody to give him the chance to win and, you know, go out there every time out and try to give him some innings. You know, basically be a mid to back rotation starter. And I think after spring, you know, as the spring training is wrapping up, you were kind of wondering if he was more of the mid-rotation guy or the back-rotation guy compared with Green. Well, you know, so far, he's shown the ability to make adjustments. He reads hitters well. And he's just got this deceptiveness that I think has allowed him to make that jump from the National League to the American better than a lot of us expected. He's been able to keep the ball on the ground a little bit more than I figured. And at the same time, he knows how to use the dimensions of Comerica Park with his hands. So it's really been kind of interesting to watch. And when you look at the four-game winners in the majors, after 3 weeks, I mean, who would have thought you'd be seeing him on the list? Yeah. It's kind of, as much as everybody wants to talk about Bartolo Colon, I think Colon's done it before, even at his age. You've got that track record. I don't know if Simon, even after last year, has had that track record where you really thought something like this was possible.
Well, as I said, I mean, it's a big deal with Justin Verlander still in the holding pattern. We're still keeping tabs on that. It's been a month now that he's been dealing with his injury issue. Last week, Joe Nathan's season ends. He has a UCL strain, so he'll need Tommy John. And What was the deal with Al Albuquerque? There were, like, some reports he's hurt, some reports he's not hurt. He's got a sinus infection. He doesn't have a sinus infection. I think he's got a sinus infection. We nailed that down. But everything else seemed...
That's what he says. He says he's got a sinus infection and he had to see a doctor about it. And he said in some ways it was affecting his pitching because his eyes would get watery. And it would kind of affect his vision a little bit, especially when he was in his delivery and everything. It was a little bit unusual to say the least, but arm-wise, he says he's fine, and the Tigers are taking him at his word that there's nothing structurally wrong there. His velocity bumped up a tick last time out. It looked a little better. He sacrificed some command, it looked like, to get it there. But I mean, you know, this is a guy who looked really good in spring training. I mean, the fastball was mid-90s. He was mixing in a lot of two and four seamers, and he had the slider working as always. Right now, it kind of looked like everything's a little bit flat, and you know, it's hard to tell if it's cold weather or just him feeling blah or something else. But he doesn't look like the same Albuquerque, and I think. You know, even Brad Ausmus admitted that the other day.
Beck, too soon to know the Rajay Davis groin situation. Of course, he had that issue in the postseason last year, so it's the first thing that springs to your mind, but probably too soon to compare the two, I'd imagine.
Yeah, he says it's not nearly as severe and that he only thinks it's going to be a day-to-day thing. It's going to be a bigger test how he feels in the coming days and, both how sore it gets and also how quickly some of that soreness starts to subside and they can kind of figure out, whether it's a strain or whether he avoided a strain. He thinks he kind of dodged some real trouble there by slowing up when he did, as opposed to trying to accelerate through it and maybe doing something a little bit more severe. So at this point, a guy like that at age 33, 34, I guess you kind of have to trust him to know his body. But he also knows he's kind of on a hot streak right now, and he's getting a good share of playing time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to give that up.
Yeah, there's legit battle for playing time at center field the way Anthony Gosa started off. Now, he's striking out a ton, Beck, but he's got that .333 average kind of carried over from the hot spring he had. He's also got a .560 batting average on balls in play, which you would imagine would start to come down. What do you make of Gosa's offensive start?
I think it's you see a lot of the swing he had in spring training, but it just seems like he's either in a guessing game or maybe seeing a little bit more deceptiveness from guys that he didn't see in spring training where, teams are coming up with a game plan for him. It seems like they're setting him up for power fastballs. And some guys he can catch up with him on, and other guys it seems like he's got a little bit of trouble on that. So it doesn't seem like it's necessarily, a bunch of swings and misses that off-speed stuff or anything like that, or that he's completely lost. I think it's just if he's not making quality contact, it doesn't seem like he's making much contact at all.
Well, the Tigers in general off to a great start. That's what's going on in the present. In the past tense, we've asked Jason Beck to contribute to the Franchise 4 project, which is ongoing at MLB.com. You can submit your votes until May 8th for the four guys you think have impacted the Tigers' history the most. Beck, I got to tell you, I only went through the AL Central for the good of these podcasts. I haven't done all 30 teams. Maybe I will later, but the Tigers definitely struck me as the easiest of the AL Central teams to nail down a Franchise 4. Let's hear yours.
Well, looking at the voting, Ty Cobb's obviously got to be on there. Hank Greenberg, I think as the years go on, people kind of forget the cultural significance of what he did and kind of what he meant for Jewish American ball players and Jewish Americans in general, especially during that frame in time. And also during his peak years, I think he was as good of a hitter as there was in the game. He was kind of the Miguel Cabrera of his time there. I think he's got to be on there. I like having Alan Trammell on there. I think I know he's not in the Hall of Fame, and I know a lot of people are going to hold that against him. But to me, you kind of have to look at what he meant for even more than a generation, are arguably two generations of Tigers fans. It's not just what he meant to, the people who grew up around those, the 84 team. I think what he's done since then and just the way he's carried himself and the connection he's had, playing 20 years in the same uniform and then managing the team and then coming back now and the way he carries himself and tries to teach the game, God, in some ways, I think this generation's K-line. Maybe without the same credentials, but I think he has that type of significance for Tigers fans and for Tigers history. So I think, you know, for me, the four is, Trammell, Kaline, Greenberg, and Cobb. And, I know people, Cabrera, I know he's doing very well in voting. And I think eventually he could end up cracking that four. I don't think he's there yet, A, because he didn't start out his career in Detroit. You know, he put up a lot of numbers in Florida beforehand. He got his World Series in Florida. And B, I think there's still some time to go for him before we, before we really see what type of impact he has, into his mid-30s and beyond. Is he going to have that longevity? Every indication suggests yes, but, it's hard to predict the future sometimes. So I'm not ready to put, as good as Cabrera is, I think he ends up being one of the greatest right-handed hitters of all time. I hesitate to put him kind of in that realm just yet.
Well, this is the beauty of baseball. Nothing's easy. I think my hypothesis might have been incorrect, Beck, because I had Gehringer over Trammell, although you make great points about especially representing that 84 team. I think that is meaningful, so I can definitely hear their argument. I'm with you on Miggy. I do think, though, if Miggy gets enough serious against the Indians between now and when he's 40, he'll probably slug his way onto that franchise four. But good stuff, Jason Beck. So get your votes in out there, and thanks for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.